Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
In comparison to the very strong first quarter for the Straits Times Index, we seem to be sensing a little bit more apprehension, a little bit more caution from investors here in Singapore at the start of the second quarter. And the STI dancing around that 3,200 level, perhaps waiting for another catalyst to justify any big moves, either up or down. So as we head into the month of May, what should investors perhaps be looking out for? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, to help us recap the month that was, we are joined once again by Mr. Terence Wong, the CEO and founder of Azure Capital. He's here with us to talk to us about what he made about the month of April and what he's looking forward to. Terence, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and healthy during these uncertain times.
Hi, JP.
You know, we did talk about that strong first quarter gain for the Straits Times Index that branded Singapore's equity somewhat unofficially the comeback kid for global stocks. But that was followed by a bit of a dance in April, for lack of a better term, specifically around that 3,200 level, Terence. It's not unusual, though, to see market rallies take a pause after a strong set of gains. Tell us what markets might be holding out for.
Well, JP, as you rightly pointed out, first quarter was quite amazing. I mean, it was eye-popping. We saw 12% total returns. That outpaced all the major world benchmarks. And of course, last year was a lackluster year. We fell by 8.1%. So this 12% basically made up for all and a little bit more. It was the best first quarter in, I think, close to a decade. The last time around, I thought we had that number or a little bit better was in all the way back in 2012. And this gain that we saw in the first quarter, the 12%, is double the gains of the FTSE Asia Pacific Index. So all around, a great performance. April, like you mentioned, it is hovering around the 3,200 level, sometimes up, sometimes down, but often just gravitating around that level. If you dive a little bit deeper into the constituents, the rally that we saw in the first quarter up to the first third of the year was really quite broad-based. More than a third of the SDI stocks have generated double-digit gains in the quarter. There were cyclicals like the banks, SIA, CapitaLand, Wilmer, and even the Jardine family. I mean, nobody really talks about them. You know, they're so sleepy, but they basically woke up, you know, in the first quarter. And I think that this whole momentum with the STI started in November, last November, and it carried through to a good part of this year to date. For Jardine and CapitaLand, there was really this bonus in the form of some corporate actions. I don't think that the market is currently holding out for any particular issue at this juncture, other than the fact that, you know, it has run up so hard. I think market participants, the investors are really adopting a wait-and-see attitude. On the broader front, the local market is still looking out to the U.S. market for directions. As usual, and especially as we are at the forefront of a big earnings week in the U.S., and of course, you know, globally, there's this vaccination progress going on. Of course, a lot of people are just worried about many countries currently being hit with the second, third, or even the fourth wave.
How important is earnings this time around? We have seen signs of a strong economic rebound across the world, including here in Singapore. But do you think that a lot of this is already going to translate in the upcoming business updates and earnings? And how crucial is that going to be to determine perhaps where markets might take things in the next couple of months?
Well, I think if you're talking about earnings in the first quarter, earnings, not exactly very important. But as we look through the year, it will become increasingly so. The first part is where I believe, you know, when the market started to rush up, it was a rising tide that lifted all boats and sampans, you know. And that's where the easy money can be made. We all talk about the global recovery in 2021. That was all the way back last year. So we're looking forward to 2021, right? And this is happening right now. And it is not too difficult to imagine a very strong first half in terms of economic growth, given the very low levels last year. And that's why I think the market is also very, very forgiving that, you know, earnings aren't as robust for many of these companies. But like I said, looking ahead, because the markets have already like propelled many of the stocks up to a certain level and sometimes a little bit past what the average PE should be, then investors will have to start being a little bit more selective and start to delve down into the earnings qualities of the companies that they're investing in.
In fact, there have been a handful of business updates so far this year here in Singapore. So far, some of the REITs that have shown rather encouraging results. Keppel's offshore and marine unit finally returning to operating profit, Terence. But looking ahead, are there any sectors here that might be worth watching out for in terms of an earnings recovery that could surprise? And what sectors you might be looking out for, Terence?
Well, so far on the REITs, I think most of them either met or beat expectations. The industrial REITs like A-REIT, Maple Trust, Logistics Trust, as well as retail REITs like Fraser Centrepoint Trust all came out with their results. I think looking ahead, if you're talking about near term, there will be the hospitality guys. That will be interesting to watch because and for the outlook for these counters, because the management will likely talk about how badly they've been hit over the past year. We know that it's going to be a drag, but how big a drag is it going to be? Since our borders are largely still closed, and looking ahead, because of the recent outbreak in many countries, the travel bubbles that we're talking about, hoping to have, has been dragged on a little bit further. Of course, that has to be weighed against the travel-hungry Singaporeans that have nowhere to go but to look out for a staycation, to do staycation, right? Mm-hmm. So there will be, I think that it will be an interesting sector or a subsector within the REIT space to look out for. But generally, with the markets, I think that we have seen some life being injected into the medical stocks, the PPE stocks, the glove makers. They run up over the past week on India's COVID cases. Mm-hmm. But for now, the market, I think participants are still very much looking at the telcos, the banks, and property for long-term winners for an economic recovery. Right. And there's still some interest within the technology and manufacturing space, given that they are very, very linked to the growth of the economy.
We're still speaking to Mr. Terence Wong, founder and CEO of Azure Capital here on Money FM 89.3. And though the Straits Times Index has been fairly stuck around 3,200 for the most part, dancing around that level, Terence, the second and third liners, you can argue, seem to have been doing fairly well or better. In fact, on more than one occasion this month, we've seen more gainers than losers across the mainboard and catalyst, even if on days when we saw the SCI actually take a bit of a step back. Do you think that this is a sign that maybe the non-blue chips, it's time for them to at least take center stage and shine during this period?
Well, JT, I have been a big, big fan of the small mid-cap space over in Singapore. I think that it is more colorful. There's, mm-hmm. There's greater depth than many investors give them credit for. But unfortunately, over the last, I think, since 2013, that's 7-8 years, right? Mm-hmm. It's been largely ignored by investors. Many of these companies, I think, are trading at very, very attractive PEs. They dish out very good yields, and and they've got a long track record, longer than many of these component stocks made out of the REITs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, made out of REITs. REITs are just a recent phenomenon. So many of these companies have a good history behind it, but still largely ignored. And I believe that, these counters are worth looking at. But one big caveat, I think investors, if they were to put money into small and even some mid-caps, they do have to watch out for liquidity. During these periods, this period where it's flush with liquidity, people are excited about small mid-caps, that's not an issue. But when, the music stops and things go back to normal, that's where I think if you were to have built up a position, accumulated a good position within the stock, it may be difficult to liquidate. So that's something that investors have to look out for. In the main, if you want to invest in counters, investing in small mid-caps shouldn't be very different from that of blue chips. You got to look out for, I know it's not like a broken record, I've been talking about this for the last 20 years, right? You've got to look out for a good solid management, and this is more important for a small cap compared to, say, a blue chip. Then you have to look for the company prospects, you have to really understand the business, the valuations must be interesting enough, dishes out good dividends, and have very, very solid cash flows.
All right. And very quickly, Terrence, I do want to look ahead to the month of May. Again, we're coming to the end of the first third of 2021, and time really flies. What do you think are the biggest risks and opportunities that investors should look out for as we head into the new month?
I know, time really flies, right? I mean, every month we've been talking about this. And, well, we are, like I said, a few days off from a third to the year. Coming to May, I think the valuations for the STI, I mean, if you're looking at just a component, I mean, the index level, it's not exactly rich, but it's definitely not a steal anymore. With a big jump in over the last, particularly in the first quarter, not so much in April, but in the first quarter of the year, the markets, I feel going into May, may take a breather. And it will be a good time to take profits on counters which have run up significantly. And I've seen some of the numbers. I mean, they're eye-popping. I mean, for big guys to go up 20-30% in a quarter or in 4 months, that's really something. Well, I really never subscribe to the old saying, you know, sell in May and go away. Mm-hmm. Well, this year, even though there's really nowhere to go, I think it is probably not wrong to take some profits off the table.
I'd like to thank Mr. Terrence Wong, the CEO and founder of Azure Capital, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to take stock of the month that was and also tell us what he's expecting in the upcoming month of May for markets. As always, Terrence, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these very uncertain times. And we look forward to the next time we can have you back on the show. Meanwhile, have a good afternoon, sir.
Thanks, JP. You too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.